here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara. Here with you for the next 8 minutes now with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. And we were talking about a lot of EMS service issues. And I also wanted to touch on, as I kind of teased before, just get a little update on the EMS radio system upgrade. How have things been going there at the county level? I understand RCPD has their own upgrades they have to make independently, but how's it been going at the county level?
Going real well. We've had trouble with a couple tower sites. We've had to make some changes, change of property owner to get permission and get the lease assigned. But it's moving forward. I can't give you the start date exactly, but we're on track. Of course, EMS, rural fire, ambulance service, RCPD, they're each responsible for their own radios. The county is handling the infrastructure, which is all the main heavy equipment and the towers and things. And the towers, the way we worked it out now, instead of going and paying enormous rent on towers, we're putting several towers up, and then we'll be able to rent the space back to cell phone to other people. And hopefully it will more than cover the cost. We'll get some return back on those towers then.
That's good to hear, you know, being able to generate some revenue in addition to filling an important need.
Yeah, because we'll have to pay a lease on the land, of course, and then we'll get income above that then. And that should help offset a little bit. Not big dollars, but every little bit helps. The radios, of course, were necessitated by the federal government, changing the bandwidths of all the radios we have. Matter of fact, they cut the bandwidth in half twice. And so there again, you know, the county, we're the bottom of the food chain, and state and federal impact us a great deal.
Talking here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, I think it's time to change gears just a little bit and talk about what went on yesterday, which was an employee training day for Riley County employees at the Farm Bureau. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about how that went. I think there might have been a speaker involved there.
Oh, yes. It is very well. I know I kind of, not bristle up, but I always tell the county clerk's office that I feel the sniffles coming on. I mean, that's Columbus Day, but the employees, Riley County employees, great people, wonderful employees, and they show up, and they said, if we have to show up, county commissioners have to show up too. And once I get there, it's fine. We learn a lot. We had a very, very informative speaker, Dr. Michael Tran, on the school shooting things, run, hide, fight. Very, very good program he put on. And we had a session in the afternoon on identity theft, which it's unbelievable. I just saw in a paper last night where a local friend of mine, through Publishers Clearinghouse scam, lost $38,000, according to the paper. Oh. I was just dumbfounded. And that was one of the scams that they talked about in this deal. Then the Kansas Highway Patrol talked about identifying suspicious activity, which is very important nowadays, you know. And then Elizabeth Abloth spoke about wellness at work and the stress and different things that we can do to make it better for our employees and cut medical costs and all kinds of costs. So it's the way Riley County operates. They operate on a schedule there, and we get a break, 10-minute or 15-minute break, and we go right back into the training. And so it's a very beneficial day, and all of our employees benefit from this at one time then.
And speaking about improvement for the health of your employees, I did recently see that the Riley County Commission voted to offer flu shots to all employees, including part-timers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's been typical. We normally do that. And it's minimal expense, but by treating our employees well, and by the way, Raleigh County is about the number one county in the state. When I talk to next week, I'll be down there with the Association of Counties, all 105 in Kansas City for 3 days. But talking to other counties, they're very envious of us because our employees, they work together, they help each other. And other counties, you can't believe the infighting. This department don't like that department, and they spend this money and they spend that money. We'll have a department maybe have a little money left at the end of the year or towards the end of the year, and another department come up a little short, and they'll transfer. I mean, they work together, and just can't say enough about the employees of Raleigh County.
Talking here with Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells. We have about 2 minutes left, and I might be opening a can of worms by getting into this subject so late, but With all, there's a lot of constructions projects going around, and most notably that I've been paying attention to was the issue with the White Canyon subdivision roads.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they were sort of an issue to make them, those roads passable to be able to get, you
know,
EMS vehicles down there and the like.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, what else are you going to do? We need to have it to where a motor grader maintainer can get down. It's one of the worst areas goes through core property, and so these are taxpaying citizens of Raleigh County. What was done in the past. The county accepted the right-of-ways, but they never did put the roads in to county specifications and turn the roads over to the county. And so this was a plea for some assistance, and we agreed to do it right now so that for the safety of this winter coming, snow and ice and things, at a minimal expense, we're going to use our own people to do the work and get this done. But they have to go start on their own, try to form a benefit district and bring these roads up to county standards so that the township can maintain them. So this isn't just a free, every year we're going to do this. It's just they came in and they've been doing it privately. The Corps of Engineers doesn't really want private contractors doing work on the road that's in the Corps area. And so I think it was the right thing to do. And we're going to be $8,000 to $10,000 probably out of pocket, and plus our employees' work. So we thought that it was the appropriate thing to do at the time.
And the issue was, of course, that those weren't county roads, but they were still being county residents. You kind of had to find a way to make it a little safer for them.
Well, absolutely. You can't just turn your back on them and say, well, you can't go home tonight or the rest of this year or whatever. I mean, it's unfortunate in the way that it happened, but we still have to correct some mistakes that may have been made in the past years.
Thank you very much, Riley County Commissioner Ron Wells, for coming into the studio. And that's it for us today. If you missed any of the show, or if you just want to check out the whole thing, it'll be archived on our website, newsradiokman.com. Scroll down to the on-demand section and look for In Focus. Thanks, and see you tomorrow.
All right, Nick. Thanks, Commissioner Wells. Thank you for joining us this morning. Good to see you. Pottawatomie County Schools tomorrow. Also, Manhattan Fire Department Deputy Chief Ryan Alms will be on hand to talk about MFD's open house. It's coming up Sunday. It's 10 a.m. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game, and ESPN all on the way on K-Man. Keep tuned to K-Man for flood, potentially flood information.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. By TheraWorks Relief.
I'm Steve Kaif, and Nikki Haley is resigning as the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. We're live with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, the president says his U.N. ambassador approached him about 6 months ago and said she wanted a break. Mr. Trump just told reporters that Nikki Haley will leave the administration at the end of the year. It's clearly an amicable departure. The two have just been chatting about it with reporters in the